Wake up with Katie.
Katie.
The Big Show.
3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm sorry to get you off your Zoom call. I know I'm a bit early today.
That's okay.
But our newsreader Brett's away with COVID, so things have shifted a little bit. So I do apologise. I should have given you the heads up that we were going a little early this morning.
No, it's all good.
What were you doing on your Zoom, by the way?
Zoom.
Yeah. How's it go?
Zoom. Isn't that bad?
Zoom, zoom, zoom. We could do a duet together.
I'm a CEO, very serious.
Yeah, not sometimes. Most of the times. I love your answering your message on your mobile, by the way. Hi, you've reached Alex. Don't leave me a message because I don't listen to them.
Yeah, and also, if you leave me a message, you clearly don't listen, so therefore I'm not going to call you back.
Yeah, very good point. I like it. Why is our pillowcase have more bacteria than a toilet seat? Alex, what's going on here? Because I'm a bit worried because obviously we put our heads down on them each and every night. Only occasionally do you put your head on a toilet seat.
This is true. There was actually a very disturbing survey that just came out. Now, the survey was between the ages of 18 to 25. They were surveying some men. And 55% of the men in that survey said that they only change their sheets 4 times a year.
What? What? I'm sorry, what? Can you run that past me again? Only 4 times a year they're changing their sheets?
55% of the single men in that survey. I make the note that they're single, so there's obviously no one they're sharing the bed with to remind them to change the sheets.
That's once a quarter, no.
Okay.
No.
So the disturbing element of all of that is we shed around 15 million skin cells every night.
Yeah, I know.
So that goes onto our pillowcases, and it also means that we're feeding dust mites.
Ugh.
So a lot of people don't realise that, you know, we have issues with dust allergies, and that gets worse the more we're prone to being exposed to the proteins that the dust mites and their feces produce, specifically on our pillows.
Imagine you're a nude sleeper, I should say, and the dust mites getting into your bits.
Four times a year.
Four times a year.
How is that even possible?
I don't know.
That's just disgusting. Anyway. So I found out in the study that, you know, the pillowcase can be as dirty as a toilet seat if you don't clean regularly your pillowcases and sheets. And also I just found out that 55% of single men between the ages of 18 to 25 are gross.
Yes, they certainly are. Mine go in once a week. I can guarantee you of that, Alex Center. Hey, let's talk the military, and here's hoping Putin hasn't got his hands on this technology. But new tech allows the military to see through walls. What's going on here?
Yeah, so this is really interesting. It's basically a new form of artificial intelligence tracking algorithms that are being used. They've just been unveiled during an exhibition in France, and it comes from Israel, and it's part of what they call the see-through walls family of products. Basically, they give you real-time information on objects, devices, and people that are behind walls. Now, this could be used for law enforcement, militaries, intelligence units, a whole bunch of different, you know, applications, and it's specifically to allow an individual to see live objects behind a wall. Apparently, the resolution is so amazing that the technology can tell you if a person is sitting or lying down or standing, if they're motionless, whatever it might be, behind the wall.
So you've got see-through vision technology.
It's essentially that, yeah, and it requires a single user to use this interface, and it's on a 10.1-inch touchscreen display, and they press it against the wall, and they can essentially see through it. Now, you can see that this could be a scary
very much so, yeah.
Military, but it could also be very positive if, for example, you're trying to search for an individual or, you know, you're trying to locate someone or something.
Mm. I could think of many and varied applications. Interesting technology indeed. Let's wrap up our Shoot the Breeze segment this morning and talk about Generation Z. Now, these are the kids that were born between 1997 and 2012, following the millennials, Alex Center, from thebigsmoke.com.au. Why are they obsessed with anonymity online instead of building a personal brand, and why is that risky to them?
So during the 2010s, everybody was talking about, You have to have your own brand. So everybody had their Instagram and Facebook. So we're not talking about celebrities or businesses. Hmm. We're talking about individuals. So even, you know, friends from school and their Facebook or Instagram accounts were all about the food that they ate or the things that they did and the bands that they were into or whatever it might be. And what we're seeing in a movement towards is younger people today, Gen Z specifically, are obsessed with anonymity. They want their Instagram profiles and their Facebook accounts to be almost cryptic. They're more likely to post a random sign and then not post for a year than they are to consistently post and keep their friends and family updated. Now, it's an interesting move when you consider how much of the world is open slather in terms of digital access.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting because, you know, what it tells us is that there's more room for anonymity that could actually lead to trolling and more difficult ways of deciding who is engaging with who online.
I'm hearing you. Yes, Gen Z and millennials, very interesting subjects, aren't they? If I can put it that way. We love you, Gen Zs and millennials. Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Get back to your Zoom meeting, all right?
Thank you so much.
And we'll check in with you next Tuesday.